You're all sitting here in the forest now. You see where I bring you now? No roof or anything. Just open sky. To my beloved Master Soha, first of all, I would like to share that all I need and wish for in my life is manifesting itself in mysterious ways, and that now I have almost all I can wish for. But the problem, or the luxury problem, as we say here in Norway, is that I think I am beginning to get used to being so good. In other words, I have a thought that I should feel happier and more in harmony than I do. And then the outcome is denial of what is. I have had problems with this neutral feeling before, because I do wish to be happy, especially when I'm doing so good. Do I just need to be patient? I still have moments filled with life and feelings, but they don't come so often. Even during Aum, I felt quite neutral, and the same goes for satsang. I wish I could feel more. Could you please shine your light on my luxury problem? Smaran. What do you feel now then? Huh? What do you feel now?
Pretty happy.
Pretty happy. How much from 1 to 10? And you still have a problem. Who is it that has the problem then? If you are happy, you are sitting smiling, laughing. Here. So who are you going to listen to? Your happiness or? Huh? So, then if you listen to your happiness, then what happens then? Then I'm happy. That is the whole problem, Smaran. If you can accept that, you will save yourself a lot of problems. Most people listen to this. That is never happy. Even if you have everything, you are not happy. You have to start living and not thinking, no? But it is also true that there is a kind of a luxury problem in Norway, definitely, which they say is one of the richest countries in the world, but in all of the Western world. Because life has become very safe and very boring for most people. And because of that, the whole education goes into the head, which is never satisfied. It's always something more. You can never be here. So all education is to educate the mind. And they have forgotten totally about feeling, about being, about emotions, about sensitivity, about meditation, about listening, being innocent. All this is forgotten. No? So everybody ends up, when they are 20, 30 years old, with big heads and very small hearts. Hmm? So then, what is feeling? The head or the heart? The heart is feeling. Know what to do now. You have a big head, hardly balance it on the top of your body. And the heart is very like a prune. This is the problem. Nothing wrong with the head, but it has to at least be balanced. And the heart should always be in charge, because then the head is listening to the heart. That's how it should be from nature's side. But nobody pays any attention to that. They pay all the attention to the mind, to the intellect, to the ego. And then you lose all the beautiful things in life. So this is the problem of so-called civilization. You have everything, you know you have everything. Almost all you can wish, except what is most important. Your own sensitivity, your own innocence, your own heart. And then they don't have any challenge really in life. So you don't have to use your own intelligence. You just learn things. So this is the problem with the Western world. And Noah, you are lucky. You are an innocent boy. You come here. So it's a good chance that you will see through it. You already have. But be patient, because this is very deep in everybody. Hmm? For you, maybe you will see it early now. I will spell it out for you how it is. So this is the balance. You should study, do whatever you do, work whatever you do, but most important, stay connected with your heart. Don't take it so seriously. Don't get lost in the head. The heart doesn't need to study. It has already all the wisdom it needs. You just have to learn to listen to it. And to listen to it, the mind has to be quiet. That is the thing. So when the head is too overdeveloped, too much mind, too much thinking, then you will never hear what the heart is saying, because that speaks very, very quiet. So that's how everybody, when they are educated, then they are really brainwashed then. Only brain works, but heart is forgotten. No, it is how to come back again. And that only a few people does. Only those who are ready to step out of the flock. It's much easier to be together, no? Bah. Just do the bah, same thing. Everything is fine. I will be really happy when I make 1,000 krona more. I will be really happy when I buy my new car. I will be really happy when I get my new jacket. This is a very sad situation, but this is how we live. Another thing here in this luxury problem we have, is that nobody can really enjoy the simple things in life, because they are so attached and lost in the computers, in the games. The whole new generation, the whole action is to play video games, watching the TV. And now they have come so far that they got totally lost in it. Some children have even died because they couldn't leave the video game. They're so obsessed of playing the video game that they can't even go to eat. In Japan it's the worst, but everybody is following. So they have forgotten how it is to be sensitive, how to listen to themselves, how to communicate with each other. Everything is happening on the screen. It's very, very interesting. It's very dangerous to give that to the kids because it's so tempting, it's so interesting. And when you don't have any consciousness, you will get lost. And everybody is lost. Then how don't you, then comes this question, why don't I feel? How can't I be happy? So this is the situation, but you are lucky, but maybe still you don't know how lucky you are. That's the same for all of you. You are all lucky, but maybe you're not ready to accept how lucky you are. You still have to sit and grumble a little bit, complain a little bit, give yourself some hard time, give other people a hard time. What to do? So it's good that you see through it early in life, because all this wealth, that is not enough. Bread is not enough. You have to have food for the soul. It reminds me of Buddha. He was a prince. He had everything. Luxury problem to the max. And that's how it's been with many enlightened people. They had everything. But it didn't fulfill him. Something was missing. What was missing? He didn't know, because nobody told him about how life was, how hard life was. Everything has been spoon-fed from the beginning. All the riches, all the jewelry, all the clothes, all the women, all the food, all the palaces, everything. But still something was missing, because he was a mature soul. Still didn't know what, but it wasn't fulfilling him. And in this situation now, a lot of people are. They have everything, but they're not satisfied. So it can be a great moment for waking up, which is, it is. Because now you can't have that dream anymore that you will be happy when you have this and this and this. Just a little intelligence and you see. So that's the story of the Buddha. Then he left his palace, he left his wife, he left his child, he left his family, and start seeking. So everybody has to go through that alone. You have to break out. If you stay with the masses in the city, with the family, in the palace, everything will be safe, but very boring. No challenge. You won't need your own intelligence, your own insight. You have to break out. It has to happen. So maybe, Smaran, since you are still young, you need some more hardship from life. Because Buddha said life is suffering. Many people have suffered, had a hard time in life. Then they can appreciate more. But if you're very intelligent, you see through this.
Because you have a space in you that is untouched by this. Just don't get lost in the luxury problem. But most people, they have to go through this by themselves. They have to mature. They have to see what life is. They have to go through their dreams. And when the dreams doesn't make you happy, then you have to come in closer and closer to the real. So just see things as they are. And be happy. Are you happy now? Huh? What is missing? You say, I know I have almost all I can wish for. What is that missing? What is that is wish for? Something? Almost. What would that be? This. That's why I say you are lucky that you are all lucky, you are here. How many people is in satsang in the world? My beloved Papaji used to say, look how many billions of people on the planet. And it's 40 people in satsang. What are they doing? You can see how many is really interested. So if you have some maturity in your heart, in your soul, then you will be very happy. You have found somewhere to be. You have found fellow travelers. Otherwise, you could be anywhere on this planet. But very few see the situation as it is. It takes time. So just sit there, take in what is happening, listen, feel, grow. Then everything will happen by itself. That's why I say you're very lucky. But even here is easy to miss. Because you are so occupied with your own little mind. That's how it is. How many people are interested? They all will judge you. You say, you are lucky, you are saying, what do I miss? Only this. No, you are connected again. You're sitting here in nature, just as you are supposed to be. Just the nobody, just the human being, not missing anything. How come you're so happy sitting here, freezing? Some, at least, are freezing. How come? How come you're all smiling? You're freezing, you're smiling, laughing. It must be something. And any of your friends in the society, they will judge you, what you're doing. You have to study, you have to make money, you have to be somebody. This is how it is. So this is the fight. And before you are very strong in yourself, you will always be like that. Because we're so influenced by others. It takes time to start really listening and trusting yourself. But only then can your own intelligence start flowering. Otherwise, you have all the things from the society, from your parents, from unconscious people. You are full of it. All that has to go. Then your own clarity, your own intelligence will wake up. Only then can you see what is really right for you, what is good for you. No problems, Mama.
One mirror said, "Oh, my friend, go and find that water that will quench the thirst of the heart and become contented. Avoid the company of the lost." This is what all the mystics are saying. Avoid the company of the lost. No, if you are in between, you have been lost. We all have been lost. And you want to find yourself. You want to be free. You want to be happy. Then, for God's sake, avoid the company of the lost. Avoid the company of the sleepy ones. You want to wake up. If this isn't clear in you, you will always be waiting. You will always forget. Because you become again and again like the sleepy people, which is much easier. She says, avoid the company of the lost. Sit in the company of the wise and understand the message of the heart. Very simple instructions. If you keep the company of the lost, that means the unconscious, then you will be unconscious, you will be lost. If you want to be wise, sit in the company of the wise. That is the only way. Understand the message of the heart. And how do you understand the message of the heart? You have to be patient. You have to be quiet. You have to come back again. You have to start trusting yourself. You have to awaken that heart, that love, that trust. Otherwise, you will not be managed to listen. But it's hard. It's much easier to be part of the masses. But it's very painful. When you first have started the journey, it's very painful. You want to go in the other direction. You want to get away from the lost, the unconscious. You want to go where the free are. Even if you sit outside and freeze in the forest, you want to do that. That's why I'm very happy seeing her. Just yesterday, I was having bath in my river, but today even I felt it was a little cold. At least you have to have the sun, because it's only melted ice. You jump in, you scream. But you feel very alive, very happy that you survived it. Avoid the company of the lost. Sit in the company of the wise. Understand the message of the heart. And walk away from desires, frustration, and greed. Replace them with contentment. This is your chance, your only chance. And that is what all the masters are saying. This is your only chance. In this life, maybe next life we come back. Know if you have found somebody that you can awaken your heart, don't miss it. This is your chance. But how easy it is to again get involved in the dreams, in the mind, in the fantasies. Very easy. That's why it's so important to stay connected. O friend, go find the master. He knows what to do. Listen to his advice, and liberation will come. Just be patient. That's why you said the other day that the pub was open.
But I didn't get anything to drink. I looked for it, but I didn't find it. I tried not to look for it and let the pub find me. But that didn't work either. Just accept it, Bolnad, you are a lost case. But one thing is for sure, that the pub will not come to you. You have to go to it. I'm thirsty. I have been wandering in the Sahara for 10 months and I'm dehydrated. Much more than 10 months. 10 lives, maybe. Ain't you getting tired now? Getting tired. Help! I will soon go back to Sahara. I need something to drink now and something to bring with me. Love, Bolnad. Is it something wrong with your mouth? You can't open it? Huh? Yeah? Just open your mouth. And together with the mouth, the heart, and your whole being. Just like that. Just feel that your heart, your being, your mind, everything open. Everything relaxed, open. Don't need to keep yourself together. Just open everything. Even if you look strange, open mouth just. Relax. I know, Bolnad, that you are thirsty. And you've been wandering in Sahara, also called Oslo, or Stockholm, or Paris, or New York, or Tokyo, or Bombay, or São Paulo. It's all Sahara, especially for the thirsty ones. But it takes time. It is served. In fact, it's self-service. Self-service. Do you want some? How is it? You don't know. What can I do? If your mouth is closed, your eyes is closed, everything closed, what can you do then? You've been too... What did she say? What did she just say? Avoid the company of the lost. You've been too much with the lost, with this, those with the closed, unconscious. Then you got infected with the disease of worry. No, you are with me. I'm not worried. I'm not lost. But this is shock. It takes a little time to fall in tune. You have to have new friends. New company. That is the easiest.
I had a little taste yesterday.
Yeah. But the fact is, Bolnad, It will happen. It is happening. It happened yesterday also. But you should give yourself more time here. I've been watching you. You come always just a little. Maybe because of your life, your work, your family, your responsibilities. But try to come a little longer. So you get out this worry, this unconsciousness, this Sahara feeling. I will introduce you to this ever wet swamp with lotuses.
Yeah, please.
But you have to give yourself some time. That is the only problem.
I wrote that letter to you. It will come tomorrow.
Yeah, you already. Yeah, I must have heard it already. This year you will come for the summer. Not try. It's life and death. It's Sahara.
I can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it. Now is the time. You have to. Nothing will ever happen if you don't get in touch with that strength in you. You have to feel first. If it's something that is really important for you, then you do it. If not, don't do it. If something is that important, you are totally dehydrated. You've been staggering around Sahara for at least 10 months. Amazingly, in some mysterious way, you survived. Now you're going to go back to Sahara. You have to be strong there. At least have a big sombrero. That's the only thing, Bolnath. You have to come for a little longer time. Do something new now. Take some risk. That's what your spirit is asking for, and you know it. And you are ready. But you've just been holding yourself back.
I feel like this existence is pushing me now really
yeah.
hard.
Yes, I know.
Last chance.
Yeah, because even I don't push people, but I can give you a little hint. I don't want to disturb any. Even if you sleep, you have to be ready to wake up, but I feel you are ready, so I'm giving you the hints now. Don't wait anymore now. Then next 10 months in Sahara, maybe you will die. No, you do it now. You have to face yourself and be responsible, Bolina. That is what it's all about now. And your spirit is longing for it. You are totally ready. You have to be total now.
It is life and death.
Yes, it is. And then, what is the point? How responsible can you be for your family if you die? Nothing. No? Give yourself a chance now, then you will see. They have a saying all over the world, you take one step towards God, He takes 1,000 towards you. Just one step, just show that you are ready. What can go wrong? Nothing. It's like that. It's very strange that people are thirsty, but I know they are thirsty, I know they are dry, I know they are closed. What to do? But it is like Kabir said, I laugh when I hear the fish in the water says they are thirsty. That is the situation from my side. I laugh when I hear the fish in the water is thirsty. You don't know where you are. Rumi says, we have a huge barrel of wine, but no cups. That's fine with us. Every morning we glow, and in the evening we glow again. How does this happen? We have a huge barrel of wine, but no cups. Because the whole barrel is here. Don't even need a cup to scoop it out. Like that. Every morning we glow, and in the evening we glow again. That's how it is. And this is the pub. He also says, know that all your worry has proved such an unlucrative business. Why not find a better job? Try something else. Take a risk. Know that all your worry has proved such an unlucrative business. You know that. Why not find a better job? Why don't you go somewhere else? No, you know Sahara now. You know worrying. No, you can take a ship somewhere from the coast. You know Sahara is behind you. You know it. It's very close. At least it's safe. It is suffering, but if it comes to a point, you just take that ship. It doesn't matter where it goes. It can't be worse. When you feel that, then you feel, ah. Who cares where we go? We just go away from the suffering, the worry. Like that. You have to find that courage. Madam, can I have some? How is it going now, Bulnath? Better now. How much better? Don't hold back now. See how much better it can be. Just allow that betterness to come forth. Just let it be better and better. How better can it be? Yeah, I like that. Just fill yourself up with betterness. What?
I'm so disturbed.
Disturbed?
Yeah.
In which way? All these people or yourself?
No. This, I don't know what it is. Something that is...
Little constricted.
Yeah.
The doctor knows your symptoms. That's why I say you have to come back for more treatments. We will heal that very quick.
I hope so. I hope so.
No, don't hope. Don't you trust me?
Yeah, I trust you, yeah. No doubt.
Then, nothing can go wrong then. If you have the trust, nothing can go wrong. How come you trust such a crazy guy?
I love you.
You love me, no? That's it.
Because I Because of your grace.
You yeah.
When you have love, then you have trust, no? You do crazy things, you don't care. Because the heart knows, no? The heart knows. It goes beyond reason. But you have to go against your reason. You have to. Everybody has to. Gurdjieff was a great mystic, and one, maybe his most famous disciple was Uspensky. And this Uspensky, he was very famous already in Russia. He's been written many books, so he was well known. And this Gurdjieff, hardly anybody have heard about him yet. And then he met some of his friends, this Uspensky, when he came back to Russia after being in Europe. And then they told him, you have to come and meet this, we don't really know what to call him, kind of mystic, strange, crazy guy. You have to come and meet him. No, I'm not interested. I have to write my book. I'm a very busy man. No, this, what is this strange things? But these people, his friends, they didn't stop bugging him. You have to, Uspensky, you have to come. Just come one meeting. And at last he gave up. Okay, this afternoon maybe I can find some time to see this guy. So they stopped bugging me. Then they took him to this cafe in the old neighborhood in Moscow, where Gurdjieff used to go and drink his coffee with maybe some cognac, or when he, that was in France, there in Russia he must have had vodka. And then Uspensky writes in his book that when he saw this guy sitting there, it was very strange, because he tried to blend in the crowd, but he was totally sticking out. He looked very much Oriental, and he had a big black coat on him, and he has a black bowler hat on his head, and just totally nonchalant, smoking his cigarette. But he was sticking out like a sore thumb in that restaurant. And then they start talking, and they found many interesting things to talk about. They both like to travel. And then Gurdjieff said, no, I'm going to go to this apartment. I have rented this very, very expensive apartment. And some of my disciples are there, some of my students are there. If you want, you can come with me now. We're going to have a meeting. And he said, okay. He was an interesting man, so he goes with him. Then in the way, in the car, Gurdjieff said that many of the most intellectual and the poets and the artists and the writers and the politicians in Moscow, they are with me. They are my followers. Then this Uspensky said, who? Because he knew almost everybody. Because he was in the upper class and he knew all the intellectuals, all the politicians, all the poets, all the writers, all the doctors. Everybody who was so something, he knew. And Gurdjieff didn't say anything. Then he thought, very strange. Is this guy bragging, or why is he telling me? He didn't give me a single name. Then he came to the apartment, and it was in a very poor neighborhood of North Moscow. And it was a kind of, that you give to the poor people. And they came in there, and it was 3-4 people in there, and there was even no furniture there. And again, he was wondering, what kind of guy is this? He said it was a very luxury, very expensive. He could hardly pay it. It was so expensive apartment, so fancy. Then his mind was totally going crazy. And he said that was the beginning.
And I'm so glad I didn't leave. I was very close to leave because this guy was totally... Could I trust him or not? And this is how these people, they have to test you. But he said something in him felt something different. It was some kind of attraction. That he was courageous enough to go beyond his own reason, his own mind. That who cares what this guy said? I know he has something. And that is a great insight, because you shouldn't look at what the mystics says or do or how they behave. You have to go beyond that. And that's where love comes in. If you don't awaken that love, then you will never have trust. Then you will always judge or you get hurt. It's like that. That was the beginning, and this Ouspensky, he wrote the book afterwards, and he dedicated it to Gurdjieff, and he said, to the great Gurdjieff who disturbed my sleep, who managed to wake me up. But you will be tested, and you have to get ready to go, even to the bad neighborhood in North Moscow. Are you ready? Okay. Beloved Babaji, after I got sannyas last year, both my uncle and my grandma died within 2 weeks' time. I got to sit with my grandma when she let go, and it was so beautiful. It has rained all night, and in the morning I opened the curtains a little bit to let the light in. And as she took her last breath, the sun gently came through the layers of clouds and flooded into our room and bathed my grandma in sunlight. And she left. I was so sad, and at the same time I was so happy for her, because I could see the peace in her face as she let go. Gabriel, my little boy, 3 years old, wanted to see her and looked at her and asked if she had flown to heaven. I said yes. Her soul had left, and now we had to let go her body too. He got scared when he saw the coffin being lowered into the ground. He wanted her to be able to fly like the birds and not to be stuck in the ground. I found the strength to explain to him and make him feel safe. Then he saw that I was sad, and he held around me and asked if I was upset. I said I was sad that we didn't get to see her again or talk with her. Then he said, but Mama, we can visit her in our hearts when we want to. How beautiful. And I was longing for that innocent and natural way of dealing with it. That's how children are. They are functioning from their being. They're functioning in the moment. No thinking. They are spontaneous. That's how it is to be spontaneous. You don't think, you just say. After some time, I met a man that resonated so deeply in my heart, and it was likewise. It was so easy, effortless, and natural. It was like a warmth in my chest that just sat there. Well, long story short, it got too emotionally intense for him, and due to practical reasons, and that he felt sorry for someone, he made the choice of going back to a relationship that was over. Then they can feel sorry together, no? Find a new job. these feelings have been so overwhelming for me. The sense of deep belonging was shaking from underneath my ground, and I felt lost. But being here makes everything so much clearer. So thank you, Baba, thank you. And thank you for sending me Mangala. Thank you, Mangala, for much needed sharing, for your insights. It made me stronger and weaker, and I see I need both. I go on helping you in all different ways. And if you are open and available, then things will happen very quick. I'm only here to help you, to support you. And still, even then, some people, they can complain. They can make problems. They can be arrogant. They can be hurt. That is how it is. It's very strange. I'm grateful beyond words for this opportunity I have here to let go and to go deeper and to find myself again. There is so much longing and sorrow that comes up for me these days, and it has been so intense and so beautiful to be able to show the sadness, to feel it, and not let it go into madness. Yes, that's when people keep all their feelings and the sadness and their emotions, then they can go mad. They become unstable. They become depressed, no? It's very normal. Then the doctor will give you tablets. I didn't give you any tablets. I just give you love. That heals much better. You just have to open your mouth. Will not? I have had so many amazing meetings in the meditation, the groups and outside, and I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to stay in my vulnerability and to meet me, see me in all the different emotions that have come up in me. Thank you. It means more to me than I can express. I have longed so much lately, and I felt so thrown out of place. And then when I meditate, I have asked for your guidance, and you have come true for me, Baba. I trust you so much. I can feel it deep in my heart, your love, caring, and compassion. And my whole being needs it. Yeah, you have to be open now, because your whole being needs it also. You are very thirsty. My heart sings and my soul cries in your presence. I love you so much. I have an enormous gratitude for being able to sit at your feet, to sit in the presence of my Master. I have so much love inside me and to give, and I realize today that I have to start giving it to myself, to trust life like I trust you. Yes, you have to stand up for it now. I don't know how yet, but I will continue to go into the silent space inside, the place I found thanks to you. Last summer, Marpa played a song by Sudha with a quote from you inside, and your highest wish for us. It is the strongest and most beautiful loving support I ever had. Your voice is so full of love. It makes me cry.
I can only say, like Dakini says so softly, I trust you more and more, and more and more, and more and more, and more and more and more, and more, and more, and a little bit more. That is good, let it grow, but the trust will be tested. You have to become very steady in the trust. And that you only if you go beyond yourself. That is only love, only trust. With all my love, devotion, gratitude and trust, yours, Yuna. The heart trust, when the heart has felt something from the beyond, then trust comes like a shadow. The mind always distrusts. It means it hasn't been really touched of the divine, of the beyond. That's how it is. The mind has fear, the heart has trust. And you can be tested in many ways, and then you will only see if it's really integrated in you. I got this letter from Minaka in Brazil. She says, "Beloved Babaji, yesterday I went to Mevlana to participate in the audio satsang, and I was deeply touched by Modini's letter. And by the way, you showed us once again the vulnerability of life. Last night, when I went back to Friburgo by bus to work, the bus I was in got robbed. Three boys, well dressed and armed, took all the belongings from all the passengers and was threatening us in many ways. But Baba, I was happy with my unexpected reaction. I was very tranquil. I felt centered, still, as if nothing was happening. I went inwards and disappeared. I heard voices, orders, and the thoughts were very few. I didn't even feel afraid of dying. And at the end, when they saw your picture on the mala, they even allowed me to keep the mala. Even the robbers have heart. They don't understand what's happening, but something is happening. Babaji, I was so happy to be so relaxed. I felt the strength, a serenity beyond myself. Love and gratitude, yours, Minaka." Like that. That is what it does. But now I have to play you a little song so you can get a little warm and move a little bit. Otherwise, I have to stop soon. So we try both. First get a little warm and then see if we can go on a little bit more. All the cold ones have to jump.
A little bit. And P, yeah. Hair is great. There's no line in the toilet. The man on the left of it. Yesterday it was fifth song. Today it's fourth. You have to go to that place where there is no hot, no cold. No hot, no cold. Just perfect. I will read you something that my master said about human. There are millions of human beings on the earth, but it's very difficult to find a real human being. It's very difficult, and that is my own experience. Everybody looks like humans, but they are not all humans. Gurdjieff was even more brutal. He said that man has no soul. You have to awaken it. You have to earn it. The humanity of the millions are just an appearance. In truth, it doesn't exist. It's only a facade, a mask. Deep down, they have not yet grown into being human. Psychologically, they are human beings, but not yet physiologically. And to be a spiritual, a human being, that is a faraway thing. The way the society exists, it does not allow anybody to become real. It does not allow anybody to become authentic human beings. It creates false, phony people. It needs false and phony people. That's what society needs. It has always been afraid of the real man. The real innocent man, what do they do with that? They crucify them. That's what they did with Jesus. That's what they did with Osho. That's what they did with Buddha. They poison them, they crucify them. The real man will be constantly in rebellion against all that is wrong, against all that is inhuman.
against all that is rotten, against all lies. He will be basically a revolutionary. He will not yield to any submission forced upon him. Of course, he will be able to surrender. Surrender in love. But he will not surrender without love. He will not be available for anybody to make him a slave. He will be a master of his own being. If he decides to surrender, that is a totally different affair. That comes from his heart, from his insight. But nobody can force him into submission, and nobody can force him into any sacrifice. Not that he is afraid of sacrifice. He can sacrifice all, and only he can sacrifice everything. But that sacrifice has to be his own choice, from his own heart. He will not be part of any crowd. He will have some authentic individuality. He cannot follow the herd, the mob. He will be so conscious, so alert, that he will be alone. He will have to travel the path alone. He will be the flight from the alone to the alone. Not that he will be against people. He will love people. He will help people in every way. But he will not depend on people. The so-called human beings are always dependent on the other, on the crowd. He cannot exist on his own. He is afraid to be on his own. He has no will on his own, no intelligence of his own. He needs somebody else to command him. He is ready to obey. He is always in search of father figures. Then he feels at ease. The real human being is a responsible being. He will, he chooses, and he takes the whole responsibility of on his own shoulders. This only you can do if you're a human being. Then you trust yourself. And that gives you a beauty, an insight, a clarity. Then you become a lion among sheep. And the little sheep, they will be afraid. They will try to hurt you then, to judge you, to crucify you. That's how it is. You have to stand up in your own intelligence, your own truth. That is a human being. Have the courage to follow your own heart, your own intelligence, to be strong in spirit. That's all that you are here for, to really become a human being. Sensitive, real, compassionate, loving. No, we are under the sky, no, it's very good. In God's nature we are. Aum Shanti. Just to be an ordinary human being is the most extraordinary, because everybody wants to be something else than what they are. Just relax. Let go of all the images. Be simple, be innocent.
Thank you. Chakra Devatana Vama Chakra Chakra Vama.